Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. I'm speaking with Alan Patterson, who is a dairy specialist with Pioneer and located in Wisconsin, and we're going to talk a little bit about alfalfa today. Alan, first of all, what do you see as really the biggest challenge to forage quality this spring and early summer this year?
One of the challenges we're having with the late spring is everyone's focused on getting the corn and soybean acres planted, and I think that first cutting alfalfa is creeping up on us a lot faster than what people realize, and the quality of that first crop is very important to meeting the forage needs for the next year. So first crop represents a very big portion of the overall forage you're going to get from that field, so we need to be keeping our eyes open as to what's going on in those hay fields.
If the harvest is delayed in some areas, what do you recommend to improve forage quality then?
Be ready to get on those fields, get the hay cut and put up. If you're putting up haylage, inoculating is the best way to try and maintain and manage that forage quality. We've actually are launching a new product this year, the 11-AFT, which will actually increase the fiber digestibility. So if we get beyond what we consider our normal point for cutting and quality, we can actually gain some of that back through the fermentation process.
Well, tell me a little bit more about this new product.
Basically, it's a very unique strain of the L. buchneri that we found produces two enzymes. What those two enzymes do is actually separate the lignin from the cellulose and hemicellulose. And if you don't break those bonds, basically, a lot of that lignin holds that cellulose and hemicellulose with it. It's indigestible and basically becomes manure. By utilizing the 11-AFT to break those bonds, it presents the cellulose and hemicellulose to the rumen microbes so that we can actually utilize that as an energy source.
Now, this is the latest inoculant that Pioneer has on the market. What are some of the other ones that you have out there that might be useful to producers?
One of the good standbys that a lot of people use is the 11-H50. We've got some very aggressive bacteria in there that help drop that pH very quickly and gives us good stability of the bunker. So those would be probably my first two choices.
Now, how can a producer find out more about the different inoculants that are offered by Pioneer and what might work best for their operation?
First place I would start if I was a producer out in the countryside would be my local Pioneer rep. If they want to go online, they can find information at pioneer.com.
Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.